The GDP numbers aren't great, say economists, but they are in line with expectations. During the first quarter of this year, China's economic growth slowed to 6.1% compared to the same quarter last year, the slowest rate of growth since 1992, when quarterly records began.
The real economy has taken a hit far more serious than expected. Developing countries are experiencing deepening recession, and the growth rate of developing countries is slowing down. It was therefore not an easy achievement.
There is now optimism that China's economy has hit a low point and has stabilized, with the government's $600 billion US dollar stimulus package having an impact. Consumer spending is up. Auto sales have hit a record high. There's been a surge in bank lending, and the stock market is up for the year. There is now a building expectation of stronger growth later in the year, but analysts warn any recovery remains fragile.
The Chinese problem now is really a sort of international problem, right? So the drop in GDP is primarily driven by the drop in export.
Exports are down almost 20% compared to the same time last year, and most experts agree unless there's a substantial improvement in the global economy in coming months, government spending alone in China will not be enough to sustain any potential rebound into next year. John Vores, CNN Beijing.